Now, I'm joined in studio today by Shirley Smith as for our usual monthly chat. And today we're talking about one of those sort of slightly difficult topics. We're talking about when parents are separated, the actual handover, which can always be a sort of a slightly problematic time, I would think, you know. Shirley, you're most welcome.
Thank you very much, Declan.
It is always a problematic time, isn't it? Because sometimes the child can become the battle in between the two parents. And how do we avoid these sort of things? How do we manage it to go comfortably?
Yeah, I suppose for parents who are separated, this is one of the key things that they talk to me about. How do I help my child? How do I help them emotionally to cope with separation? And how do I manage handovers and them going well? Because the reality is that post-separation, children are watching the interactions between their parents very closely. They feel stress. If you as a parent feel stressed as well, you might be stressed seeing the other parent and worried about what might be said or how it might go. So it's a tense time for everyone. So I just think today we're just going to cover some tips that might help that handover time go a bit more successfully for parents.
Yeah, because I mean, like parents always, when they do separate, say, oh, look, we'll stay amicable for the children's sake. But of course, as time goes on, that's not always easy to do. And often little arguments come and little things about how you're rearing the child and how I'm rearing the child or whatever. All these little things can sort of crop up. So let's go. How to avoid this?
Yeah, these are just little tips to help it be successful. So my first one is to create a little ritual. So this is something that parents can really be in control of. So having a little ritual or routine before handover and after handover is really helpful. Something simple that takes 5 or 10 minutes to do, that is unique between you and your child. So rituals help ground children and help them feel secure. And what I would suggest is that you use something that evokes the five senses or something to do with your senses: sight, sound, taste, smell. So having a favourite song, a song that you play in the car if you're travelling by car, before you drop the child off and when you're collecting, a special handshake, a snack, you know, spraying your perfume or aftershave on their soft cuddly toy so the smell of you is with them. So a little ritual that you consistently do before handover and after handover. So the child leaving and returning from your care really gets that sense that you're with them and that support, that you support them. So that's my one. And this one is an easy one to do, I suppose, for parents, in that you're completely in control of your own actions and it's when the child is with you. So that's something they could do. The next top tip I have is at handover time. So when your child is leaving your care, avoid talking to the other parent about things like maintenance, changes to access that you might need to make, parenting issues that you, things you disagree with in relation to how your child is being parented. Keep these kind of topics separate and discuss them at a different time. Either use text, phone call, email, or face-to-face meetings in a public place, whatever helps, but don't have those conversations at handover time, because you run the risk of the other parent getting into an argument with you, and that means your child is witnessing an argument between you, and that will emotionally impact them.
Absolutely.
My third tip, which kind of sounds like it's in contradiction, but before you set off to hand over your child to the other parent, there are key important bits of information that you may need to give. And what I would say is you give these through phone call, an email or a text, or write it out and pop it into your child's bag so that they have it. And they are updates on health issues relating to your child and educational issues relating to your child. Health, like if your child has been to visit the GP, is on any current medication, or had any trips or falls that day prior to them going to the other parent. So they're just key ways of keeping your child safe and healthy. Like if your child is on an antibiotic and the other parent isn't aware, your child might miss doses of antibiotic while they're with the other parent through no fault. And the other key area is their education. So school meetings, information that you've heard from school, any issues at school, because their child's education is another important thing that they will, that the child will want your help with, both parents' help with, really. If you like, as a nice to have, if they are having, if they've, you know, won medals in sports, if they've developed good friendships or have little arguments with friends, or they're visiting extended family, those softer things, include that in your email to the other parent before the child goes to their care. But it's that they're the nice to have. Health and education are the important pieces of information to inform the other parent about. My fourth tip is to be organised. So children can often get distressed or upset if something they're really attached to is with one parent and they're in the other parent's care. It can really make them upset. So help your child to pack what they need. It will avoid tears later. And also, it if you can make longer term plans well in advance, like holidays, you know, children like to know information and it gives them a chance to look forward to fun things that might be happening. So with older children, you can help them make a to-do list so that they can, they'll remember what they need. And it just avoids them being distressed when they're not with you. Maintain the quality of your parenting. So separation is so stressful that it does impact on your well-being and stress levels. So what I would say is really work hard on your own self-care and prioritise doing things that top you up and help you feel joy in your life. Because if you're the parent who has the child most of the time, you can feel stressed because you're parenting alone effectively now, you know, when you would have had somebody to help you. And if you're the parent who has the child, say, on the weekends, you are missing them. You know, you miss that daily contact with your children. That's really tough going. So
there's also another sort of argument here. You know, if you're the parent who's parenting them all the time, you're the one at home getting them to do their lessons and getting through all the things they don't particularly love doing. And the parent who has them for the weekend then brings them to McDonald's 2 days in a row. And this can sort of be almost a problem in itself, can't it?
Well, yes. My other top tip is to be consistent and avoid overcompensating with toys, gadgets, material things. Children are not going to remember that in their adulthood. What they remember is how you are with them, how you speak to them, how you listen to them, how you give them your time. So they're the key things. So have clear rules and routines for your home and let your child know that whilst they're in your care, these are the rules and routines to follow. So you and your child's other parent may have very different parenting styles, and that's okay. We can't control what the other parent does, but we can control ourselves. So having a consistency in our care, you know, have a routine that includes fun, playtime, as well as the not so fun tasks like homework, a set bedtime, chores, etc. Because these are the things that help a child's overall development, the combination of all of these things. So even if you're the parent who has a child at the weekend, you know, take an interest in their education, ask them about their homework, about subjects that they like and dislike. You know, let them kind of get involved. And secondary school children have homework at the weekends too. So make sure that you're not doing so many fun things that the homework is what's suffering.
Yeah.
And then I thought as a useful thing, kind of my takeaway is creative ways to stay connected. So for some parents, staying connected to their child is really difficult for one reason or another. Like teenagers are more interested in their friends and going out, or there might be acrimony between you and the other parent and it's really difficult to have that bonding relationship with your child. Or you might actually just be a parent who is very, very involved with their children, but you might be working away from home. These are just creative ways that children love. So for younger children, you can record yourself reading them a story and send it on with the storybook so they can play it and listen. With older children, you can write to them or invent stories for them to read, which you can send to them in the post or by email. Children love getting post. Even writing out your most treasured memories from your own childhood if you're not feeling very creative. Children love hearing about their parents' childhood experiences. Go out and buy copies of your child's school books or games, the games that they like, so you know what they are doing and thinking about. So you've got an understanding of where they're at with their maths or their English.
Yeah.
Keep a diary of what's happening in your life and keep for your child as they get older. Stay focused on you and avoid writing about the other parent is what I'd say. And use photographs. So take photos of something you're cooking or watching and share with your child. Maybe take photos of when you have outings together for them to keep as a reminder. And don't forget, we're open all summer. We have a drop-in clinic every Tuesday, no appointment necessary. So if you are separated and there's specific things that you are struggling with, you can always just pop in to see us. Or you can give me a ring on 086-047-1060.
Look, Sherry, thanks a million for that. Now, it's not quite covered in today's topic, and it may be worth covering at some stage in the future in these separation situations, because whatever seems to hit the fan hugely when another person is introduced into the relationship. So when daddy and mammy separate and either daddy or mammy then gets a partner, that seems to create an awful lot of problems. And we might have a chat about that at some stage in the future.
Oh, yeah, no, I'd happily chat because there is ways to do that where, you know, it reduces the emotional impact, you know, where you can actually help children to adjust to that change.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we can definitely cover that.
Yeah, because it does sometimes seem to, everything seems to be going fine with handovers till this other person is there. I don't want that woman looking after my children, or I don't want that man living in my house with my children, or whatever might happen. And it can create huge problems. So
yeah, it absolutely can. So, yeah, we can definitely look at that in the future. No problem.
OK, Shirley, look, as usual, thanks a million. I learnt a load.
Thank you.